Kruver took a backward glance at the progress the sea scab was making. The big ship was gaining bit by bit.
Not right now, mate. If I ain't mistaken, there'll be archers and slingers firing at us from her bows. Soon as they get in range, tie those two up and sit them both back here.
Scarum wiggled his ears.
Super weasel, lad. Right, you two unsavoury types, prepare to defend our vessel.
Kerda braced herself in the bows of the sea scab, holding tight to the bowsprit riggings.
Bordo, bring up the archers. This ship be close enough soon. Then I slow them up a bit, yar.
Tazin climbed up alongside Kerda, rubbing at a lump the oar pole had raised.
Look, they're up to something.
Hurrying to their positions, Ratguard archers set shafts to their bowstrings. The sea scab hove closer to the small craft. Riggan's sharp eyes identified the two figures sitting upright and bound on the vessel's stern seat.
Mom, hold your fire. That's Prince Blade and Captain Plug.
An evil smile lit up Kerda's pink eyes.
Yar, so tis. Who needs them? I don't.
The business edge of Plug's battle axe prodded Kerda's spine. Slitfang's voice ground out menacingly.
I don't care about your fat, stupid brother. But Plug Firetail's our captain. One arrow from your guards, and I'll make two of you with this axe. Believe me, your royalness.
Kerda never turned around, her body trembling with rage.
Scum! You will die for this.
Slitfang prodded a bit harder.
Aye, but not right now, I won't, missy. I'm giving the orders, because I'm captain when old Plug ain't aboard the sea scab.
Kruver whispered urgently to Shog.
We better do something fast, mate, afore they ram us. That ship's too big and she's coming up too fast.
Shog sniffed the air and dabbled a paw over the side.
You're right. Give it a moment.
A stream of curses came from the wakened Plug.
Blister your blabbering gut stream, dog! The tide's starting to turn, you conniving plank-tailed pup!
Shog laughed.
Thank you for backing up my judgment, Captain. You're right, the tide is turning. Good and heavy, too. Right, mates, hang on tight. Here we go. Kruver, take the tiller. Send around with all you've got. Ha-ha! Haul on those port lines, Sagax. Tis our turn to slow them up a bit now.
Spinning almost on her own keel length, the little craft did a nimble half-circle turn, running a semicircle round the big ungainly sea scab.